Around from the weather we saw yesterday across the DMV today, with sunny skies and temperatures nice and toasty with 80s now across the region. Tonight's just a few passing clouds in your forecast and temperatures falling into the 60s. And Monday looking like the hottest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Right now, 84 degrees DuPont Circle, 83 degrees in Germantown, and we have 84 degrees in Annandale at 559.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
And a good evening to you. I'm Mike Murillo. Coming up, five teens busted in the district for their alleged part in a drugstore robbery.
An arrest and a victim ID'd after a violent weekend at DC nightlife spots. I'm Shayna Stulen.
A man is under arrest after last night's fatal stabbing outside of Audi Field.
Day four for a student protest at GW over the situation in the Mideast. I'm Dick Iuliano.
Also, we'll tell you why AU was put down and locked down, I should say, for a time yesterday. And in other news today, we have some arrests at an area campus as we see those pro-Palestinian protests at campuses across the nation, including some in our region. So keep it here for all that coming up at 6 o'clock.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Cleanup is underway in parts of Oklahoma after dozens of tornadoes tore through the state last night, causing widespread damage, killing at least four people. Oklahoma House Speaker Charles McCall.
The loss of life is the most precious thing, and that is what weighs so heavy on my heart. Everything else can be rebuilt, but we can't restore life.
CBS's Omar Villafranca is in the small town of Sulphur.
Storms dropped tornadoes that raked all across the state, from the southern part where we are, farther south in Marietta, Oklahoma, got pounded. And not only were they bringing in the tornadoes with the high winds, they were dropping a lot of rain very fast.
Severe weather this evening is still a threat, especially in East Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. Secretary of State Blinken's heading to the Middle East. He'll visit Saudi Arabia tomorrow and Tuesday to discuss ceasefire efforts. Then he'll be in Israel Wednesday. CBS's Deborah Pata is in Jerusalem with details on the dire situation in southern Gaza.
Rafah is already under daily bombardment, but Israel keeps threatening a ground invasion. And Palestinians who've already fled multiple times keep asking, where will they go? Much of Gaza lies in ruin. The destruction on such a scale, it is uninhabitable.
Meanwhile, protests continue across the country at UCLA. There were clashes between groups supporting Jewish students and those at a pro-Palestinian rights encampment. All eyes on battleground states like Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, where, according to the latest CBS News poll, the presidential race is tight. CBS's Jennifer DePinto.
In each of these states, when voters were asked how you feel about these candidates, worried was the top descriptor chosen for both President Biden and Donald Trump.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell's endorsed Trump's re-election bid. Any advice for him? He told Face the Nation.
I'm not going to give any advice to our candidate in the presidential election. What I'm focusing on is turning the Senate into a majority Republican.
A big day for Texas Rangers rookie Wyatt Langford. He hit an inside the park home run.
Langford in the third, they're waving. Here he comes.
That's courtesy of Bally Sports. Langford's the fourth player in Rangers history to hit an inside-the-park home run for his very first career major league homer. Pretty impressive. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your home and auto. Save when you bundle. Get a quote at progressive.com. That's progressive.com.
6:03, Sunday evening, April 28th, 2024. Gorgeous, 82 degrees. Temps falling through the 70s this evening. Hey, how are you? I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour. Five more teens between the ages of 14 and 16 have been arrested after a group allegedly robbed a drugstore in Navy Yard earlier this month. D.C. police say just after 9 o'clock on the evening of April 16th, the suspects walked into a CVS on New Jersey Avenue. When they started to leave without paying, they were stopped by a security guard. One suspect reportedly threw a bottle at the guard. Two of the teens were also charged in an assault
That same day on the National Mall, a 16-year-old has already been arrested. That happened last weekend. We're learning new information about several violent incidents in D.C. nightlife spots this weekend. Police have identified a man shot and killed at a bar on U Street early Saturday morning. WTOP's Shayna Estulin picks it up there.
D.C. police say they found 43-year-old Kenneth Goins inside the bar. He was shot multiple times. Despite efforts to save his life, the Salisbury, Maryland man died at the scene. Police are looking for two men in connection with the shooting. One was wearing a white or gray sweatshirt and got away on a motorcycle. They have arrested a person after a separate shooting Friday night at the Decades Club in DuPont Circle. A 29-year-old Prince George's County man is facing charges, including assault with intent to kill. Six people were hurt. Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
It's 6:05. District police have identified the man stabbed to death outside Audi Field before last night's D.C. United game. Investigators got the call about 6:30 last night. When they arrived, they found 41-year-old Martin Gross Jr. of Northwest D.C. He'd been stabbed several times. Gross was taken to an area hospital where he later died. Officers arrested 49-year-old Wally Shabazz of Southwest D.C., charged him with second-degree murder. Detectives believe the two knew each other and that the stabbing came following a workplace dispute. American University went on lockdown for a time last night, but has since gone back to normal operations. Just before 6 o'clock Saturday evening, students aboard an AU shuttle bus say they saw a man pointing a weapon in their direction. A campus police officer saw someone matching the description of that suspect walking toward campus. That officer called for the lockdown, requiring the community to shelter in place. Campus police asked for help from D.C. police. Their officers arrested the suspect, at which point AU officials lifted the lockdown. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin has often distanced himself and his politics from former President Donald Trump. But as we move closer to the November election, Youngkin is praising Mr. Trump on the economy. He spoke on CNN's State of the Union today.
We have low growth and high inflation. It should be flip-flopped. We should have low inflation and high growth. And it's part of our economic mission to build that. I do think President Trump built that when he was president. I think we're suffering under Joe Biden's leadership economically.
Youngkin was in Germany to promote state business deals there. It's 6:06. Around the area and around the country, student encampments against Israel and the war on Gaza continue. Now more campus leaders are taking action to break some of them up. At the University of Mary Washington in Fredericksburg, 12 people have been arrested, 9 of them students, after refusing to leave a small tent city set up at the university's Jefferson Square. University leaders ordered the tents taken down on Friday night. Yesterday morning, the tents reappeared. Officials canceled the event, told the crowd to disperse. Those that didn't got arrested. In a letter to the Mary Washington campus community, University President Troy Paino reaffirmed the right to protest, but said that right to does not extend to the disruption of normal school operations or access to university buildings. Meanwhile, a protest on the campus of George Washington University in D.C. is in its fourth day. WTOP's Dick Giuliano reports their demands include an end to disciplinary action against several students.
Students want some of their fellow protesters reinstated by George Washington University.
7 students were charged with interim suspensions. Each student was given 9 charges.
Rafi El-Havashi, a GW junior, says the university acted egregiously, suspending the students and barring them from campus.
We want those charges to be dropped immediately.
The university says several students have been suspended for violating university policies. Georgetown PhD student Samir Saeed says the protests will go on.
University students are here, but we also have community leaders. We have professors that are here.
Schools taking part include GW, Georgetown, George Mason, Gallaudet, American, Howard, and Maryland at College Park in Baltimore. Dick Giuliano, WTOP News.
Coming up in Money News.
Going into debt for a vacation? How about opting for saving instead? I'm Mark Hamrick with a look at this difficult balancing act with more in my report just ahead.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
We're Matt and Elaine, founders of Chocolato Chocolate. Our dream was to build a sustainable chocolate company.
And our business has become way bigger than just chocolate.
Chase for Business was there with us from the beginning, with everything our business needed to get going.
Get financial guidance from bankers in the D.C. community and convenient digital tools all in one place. Learn more at chaseforbusiness.com. Make more of what's yours. Real customers compensated. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rick McClure in the traffic center.
All right. Still with one lingering volume slow spot on the Capitol Beltway right now, and that's the outer loop from before the 270 spur toward the Legion Bridge, and had some sun glare along the way. And the volume on the inner loop Virginia side has eased through Tyson's. Eased kind of early toward the Legion Bridge. 270 is still looking good. We had some delays along eastbound I-70 headed toward the Baltimore Beltway with a crash that had the right shoulder getting by at last check. Your delays were from after Route 29 eastbound I-70 near the Baltimore Beltway. I-95 Maryland side looking good through Prince George's and Howard counties. BW Parkway still with pockets of volume slow spots in the northbound lanes through Riverdale and Laurel, and some slowing on the southbound side off and on through Jessup and Fort Meade. Route 50 still good to the bay. You're coasted along both sides, three lanes west and two lanes east. Looks like we have some sort of issue along the westbound side of Route 200, the ICC near Route 29, with a report of a crash along the right side of the ramp there being tended to right now with authorities on the scene. On the Virginia side, 66, you're good. 395, the only slow spot is northbound near Boundary Channel toward the 14th Street Bridge. I-95, the slow spots are starting to fade away through Newington, Lorton, Dale City, and Dumfries. Slow on the northbound side on the stretch through Spotsylvania County. Express lanes are pointed northbound. No issues on either side on the Virginia side of I-95. Are you looking to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Huh? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai. It has a 5-star crash rating. Go to fitzmall.com for the rock bottom price on the windshield of every car. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
The forecast, 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Complete turnaround from the weather we had yesterday across the DMV for the next few days as high pressure builds in. Warm and sunny conditions are in the forecast for the rest of your Sunday. Temperatures falling from the 80s to the 60s overnight with just a few passing clouds. Monday is looking like the warmest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 98 degrees. If we hit that, that'll be the first time we do so far this year and close to the record of 91 set back in 2017. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
82 degrees outside the WTOP studios, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour with Mark Hamrick.
Financing a summer vacation. I'm Mark Hamrick with a Bankrate.com personal finance minute. A timely new Bankrate survey finds that over a third of summer vacation planners are willing to incur debt to finance their travels, with credit cards being the primary payment method. Millennials indicate they're most likely to use credit cards for travel expenses compared to other generations. Just over half of U.S. adults plan to take a summer vacation this year, with domestic travel being the most popular choice. For those opting out of a vacation, financial constraints are the number one factor. To ensure a debt-free and enjoyable vacation for any time in the future, consider these items. Create a budget. Plan your expenses in advance and save accordingly to avoid relying on credit for travel costs. Explore cost-effective options. Look for deals, discounts, and travel packages to make your vacation more enjoyable. Planning ahead is helpful here. I'm Mark Hamrick.
Coming up, D.C. police taking a new tack in fighting crime. Our Scott Gelman rode along to see the effort for himself. It's 6:12.
The wait is over, D.C. FanDuel, America's number one sports book, is officially live. Dave Preston here, and right now new customers can get started with $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. Then you can bet on all your favorite teams in all your favorite sports, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Don't miss out on $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, when you bet your first $5 on FanDuel. Just visit FanDuel.com/Presto to sign up today. That's Presto. Yes, I took the last letter off of my last name. Never gets new, even though it's been a long time since it was 2022. Make every moment more with FanDuel. Must be 18 or older and present in D.C. First online real money wager, only $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. That's 1-800-426-2537.
613.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Find what you love, love what you find. Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know, when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Coming up, D.C.'s real estate market continuing to bloom this spring. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience. Or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
As the days get warmer, you're breaking out the short sleeves and flip-flops. And Mother Nature's breaking out the thunderstorms. Know what to expect with weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8s on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 6:15. A new approach to fighting crime in D.C. is placing extra police officers in crime hotspots. In an exclusive story, WTOP's Scott Gelman recently spent a night out in the community with police to learn more about their robbery suppression initiative.
This is one of the zones that was identified. There were a couple of incidents in back alleys, like off the street here.
We're standing near Connecticut Avenue in DuPont Circle, steps away from many popular nightclubs. For the first time, Inspector Michael Pulliam is deploying extra officers in this neighborhood. It's part of the robbery suppression initiative.
It is a data-driven initiative in which we identify hotspot zones where robberies are statistically likely to occur.
Since last summer, officers have been focusing on crime hotspots from Thursday through Sunday nights. We started our night here at the Joint Operations Command Center. Maps where recent crimes occurred are being projected onto several large screens.
Is there anybody who is mandated to be here or did not volunteer to come in tonight?
Officers are getting assigned to neighborhoods where a crime hasn't been committed, at least not yet. Our patrol takes us to D.C.'s Hill East neighborhood. Last night, at least two people were involved in a shooting nearby. With homes all around us, the sight of several police cruisers lining this part of Independence Avenue is making quite a statement.
This is an area that we have identified that is a statistical abnormality. While it's not currently affected by robberies, we've deployed some of our resources over here to increase visibility and presence in this area.
Minutes later, we're rushing to Minnesota Avenue in Southeast. Residents are watching from their porches while officers are ducking a man into the back of a police cruiser. The gun they say he was carrying is in a brown paper bag. We watched as the unit helped with the weapons arrest, one of two on the night.
Appears to be a Glock-style handgun, extended magazine, and a laser sight on it.
Hundreds of people have been arrested and hundreds of guns have been recovered since the program started.
We're here to drive down violent crime in the city, and that's what they're doing.
In D.C., Scott Gelman, WTOP News.
Police departments nationwide are seeing an increase in hiring for the first time since the pandemic and the killing of George Floyd. A new survey from the Police Executive Research Forum shows more officers were hired last year than at any point in the last 4 years. It also notes fewer retirements and resignations. The survey shows while small to medium-sized departments have more sworn officers than they did in 2020, larger departments are still more than 5% below their staffing levels. Quick look at the top stories we're working on at WTOP 4. Dead in Oklahoma as killer tornadoes continue to terrorize the nation's heartland. Week 2 of former President Trump's criminal hush money trial begins tomorrow. And President Biden and Israel's prime minister discuss Rafah and the Hamas-held hostages in a Sunday phone call. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. 6:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th to Rick McClure in the traffic center.
All right, Ian, let's take you to the BW Parkway, where it's cleaned up nicely for the most part in the northbound lanes through parts of Riverdale, Greenbelt, and Laurel, and a little bit of volume along the southbound side, slowing off and on through parts of Laurel and Greenbelt Park. No issues reported on the BW. Not bad all the way around the Capitol Beltway as well. Even better through Prince George's County, with a brief volume slow spot still on the outer loop stretch between the Spur and the Cabin John Parkway on the Montgomery County side. That's it. I-270 is still looking good. Has some volume delays along the eastbound I-70 stretch headed toward the Baltimore Beltway with the crash that had the right shoulder getting by. Cleanup is underway. At last check, your delays were from after Route 29. Eastbound I-70 near the Baltimore Beltway. Crash cleanup continues. BW Parkway, as I said before, cleaned up nicely in the northbound lanes through parts of Riverdale, Greenbelt, and Laurel. And Route 50 still good to the bay. Good on both sides, three lanes west and two lanes east. Had a crash along the westbound side of Route 200, the ICC near Route 29. At last check, it was affecting the right side of the ramp there. On the Virginia side, 66, good, 395, heavy and steady with volume on the northbound stretch near Boundary Channel toward the 14th Street Bridge. I-95 slowing in stretches south, Newington, Lorton, Dale City, and on the northbound side through Spotsylvania County, headed up from Thornburg toward Fredericksburg. Express lanes are pointed northbound. Expect a few volume slow spots along the GW Parkway near the scenic overlooks with that long-term work zone nearby that has a single lane getting by both ways. We also had one broken down in the northbound lanes near Route 123 that had folks squeezing by. And at last check, that vehicle may have been moved onto 123. And now folks using 123 may have to drive creatively around that as well. Dell Technologies and Intel are pushing what technology can do. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. Rick McClure, WTOP Traffic.
Now. The roasty, toasty traffic. We've done traffic now for the weather. And 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Those of you wanting some sunny and warm weather after yesterday's cloudy, cool, and wet day are in for a treat for the next few days as high pressure builds in and we've got some sunny and downright hot conditions over the next few days. Rest of your Sunday is looking pretty good with just a few passing clouds. Temperatures falling from the 80s to the 60s by tomorrow morning. And your Monday now is on track for the hottest day of the year so far with a forecast high of 90. Degrees. Now, if we hit 90 tomorrow, that'll be the first time this year. It'll be close to the record of 91 set back in 2017, and also close to the average high that we see during the warmest time of the year between the end of July and early August. So make sure to stay cool, hydrated, and take plenty of breaks in the shade if you plan to be outside. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
82 at Reagan National Airport, Dulles with 84 degrees, also 84 at BWI Thurgood Marshall Airport, brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, with graduation day approaching, some Gen Zers are choosing a different post-high school path. More news in 90 seconds.
Did you know, for every wish Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic grants, there are three or more children with critical illnesses that need your support? My name is Emma, I'm 14 years old, and I have epilepsy. Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic granted my wish to go to Discovery Cove with my family, where I swam with dolphins, went to the aquarium. It was an amazing experience. Thank you, Make-A-Wish Mid-Atlantic. Donate today at dmvwishes.org to help more kids like me get their wishes granted. That's dmvwishes.org.
Hello, my name is Amy Blaken, and I am the CEO of Client Solution Architects. With more than 40 years' experience, CSA has been a partner of choice to the federal government, delivering mission-focused integrated technology and operational support services. Our global employee population consists of more than 52% veteran and military spouses that are at the forefront of our clients' mission. Bearing witness to the power of a wish and creating bonds with our adopted wish kids, like Emma, is a uniquely inspirational experience. The acts of kindness and generosity on behalf of our employees is a testament to living our vision. CSA is making a positive impact to the lives of others, giving back to the communities we operate in. From the messages behind the reason to give to the dedicated wish kids that became a part of CSA's family, our thriving partnership with Operation Dreammaker continues to bring life-changing hope to children and their families. Please visit dmvwishes.org for more information.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 6:23. I'm Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending a Sunday in the sunshine with us. The D.C. real estate market has remained competitive this spring selling season. WTOP's Michael Toscano with details on which areas are hotter.
This season, sellers in the 20015 zip code, Chevy Chase, Barnaby Wood, and Tenleytown have had the highest average seller gain citywide at just over $481,000. That's from the Urban Turf Real Estate website. Real estate brokerage Redfin says sellers are averaging three offers and selling in about 43 days. The median sales price, $640,000. And Atom Data Solutions reports that translates into an average profit of over $160,000. Meanwhile, rents continue to rise, up 0.8% in April to over $2,100 a month. Michael Toscano, WTOP News.
College Decision Day is around the corner for many high school seniors, but ABC's Alexis Christophorus reports more students are now deciding not to go to college.
With college costs soaring and millions struggling to pay student loans, more people are questioning whether a four-year degree is worth it. Like 20-year-old Colby Dell, who ditched four-year college for automotive repair school.
Being able to find this trade where I can go work with my hands all day, which is how I learn best, it's incredible.
Colby's dad supports his son's decision.
We're going to take that same investment we would have put into a four-year school and help ignite his success.
At 6:24, a sheriff's deputy in St. Mary's County, Maryland, has been arrested on charges of second-degree assault. The sheriff's office says 29-year-old Deputy Donald Anthony Shoebrooks called the non-emergency line yesterday afternoon saying he was involved in a domestic dispute with his girlfriend at their home in Lexington Park. Deputies discovered that Shoebrooks and his girlfriend, were involved in an argument that escalated into a physical altercation. They say that she suffered minor injuries but did not require medical attention. Shoebrooks was arrested, placed on emergency suspension with pay, pending the outcome of an internal investigation plus a criminal investigation.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Frank Hanrahan, it's do or die for the Caps.
Yeah, it's down to one game for the Capitals. Got to win tonight or the season is over. Rangers have pretty much dominated the series. Game one, the Caps really looked pretty spry. They lost a couple defensemen. They should be back tonight. Let's see if that helps. And Alex Ovechkin's got to get going somehow, scoring the puck for the Capitals. Down 3-0 in this best-of-seven series. Puck drops just after 8 o'clock from Capital One Arena. Nationals come back and beat the Marlins in Miami 12-9. Nick Senzel, 2-run and 3-run homer. 5 ribbies on the day. Jacob Young, 3 RBIs for the Nationals. They trailed 7-0. 12-9 win marks the largest comeback win since 2018. Nats go for the 4-game sweep. Tomorrow night in Miami, and a win would put them at 500 for the season. Oakland tops the Birds in Baltimore 7-6. NFL news, Houston Texans wide receiver Tank Dell.